from ATIA 2010, this is Michael Off, and I caught up with Joe Chaffee here from InTouch Graphics. And what folks are really excited about, the buzz here, is Click and Go Maps. Explain what this is, Joe.
Well, we have a wayfinding system that is web-based and telephone-based that's like the equivalent to Yahoo Directions for sighted drivers. And this system allows blind or deafblind pedestrians to get starting and destination points at any public facility and get walking directions from point to point over the telephone or through auditory output on the computer or through refreshable braille.
Now, I believe it is folks attending this event and maybe listening to this, clickandgomaps.com/ATIA, right?
That's right, yes.
And you said you've got a zip file, so you get all 140 different specific paths for that, and folks can use that with their Book Sense or portable players, so that's very cool. And we also have some tactile items here as well, right?
Yeah, and before I tell you about the tactile maps, we also have what's called a virtual tour, and we have a few of those set up where you get a very comprehensive guided tour around the main building at the Caribe Royale, around the outdoor pool area, and we can create those of any outdoor or indoor environment. But with the tactile maps, I create customized, universally designed maps that are appropriate for sighted users, legally blind, low vision users, and totally blind users. And they're designed in etched metal or in portable swell paper formats, and they can be sent home with students at a university or employees at any site. And the metal ones are mounted on a pedestal table.
So how long has Click and Go Maps been in existence?
Well, we've just designed and launched the Click and Go technology in this last year, and we're the only ones to have it. We just we have a patent that we're finishing up on it. And the InTouch, the maps I've been making for 20 years. And I myself have been involved in deaf blindness for 30 years, but I've been a map maker for 20.
So what is involved in that? I mean, obviously you have to go around the perimeter and actually think through exactly how to describe something, but then to put it in the form of a map.
Do you mean what are the narrative maps? Are you asking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I would walk all of the prominent, important routes on a campus with a video camera and talk into it as though I was familiarizing a blind companion, giving them a familiarization to that route. And I did this for 130 routes. And then I went through every one of those videos and I compiled all of the narrative data that I put into it, created it into a text format, and entered it into our database. And then it's available through interactive technology, voice technology.
Well, this is fascinating. So I'm thinking of the many applications, like college students, where campuses can be a little overwhelming, especially at first until you get oriented. And of course, in every semester, you may have new classes in different locations. So have you set up a pricing model for that yet? How's that going to work?
We have. And in fact, in terms of the universities, we have just set this up at the University of Minnesota. And it works like a Wikipedia model. So the university first said, oh my God, we have 200 and plus buildings on campus. We can't possibly do all of these routes. And I said, no, you can, because you only have some 15 or 20 students that are requiring mobility supports as blind students of the campus, and we can focus on the routes they need to travel. And every semester you add the routes that your blind students request and that they need for their schedule. So we have set it up in the university environment. We have a tiered system that we have a very low access fee for the small nonprofits for the blind and the agencies for the blind. We have a slightly higher fee for the university systems, and then we have a higher fee for the airports, public transportation environments, et cetera. And there's a great deal of compilation work that would be necessary for those types of environments.
So that's why you can't, I guess, give an exact price, because it depends on the needs of the situation?
No, I can give an exact price. The small agencies, we have a $3,500 access fee. The university and small business settings, it's a $7,500 fee. And the airports and public transit centers, those fees run from $10,000 to $20,000.
Okay, so then how long does it take you to accomplish this? I assume you have to go out on site, first of all. So how many people, how many man hours?
That all depends upon the size of the site and the complexity of the site and the number of routes.
Well, let's just say your example of the university with 15 to 20 visually impaired, you know, students needing these exact directions.
That's going to be a work in progress, but that started by, I probably spent a week on the compilation and the design. But it's actually, I did this particular site that we're at right now, and I have 130 routes. And that took me about 2 weeks to get it all done.
Okay, that's good. I just want some kind of ballpark of what, you know, so institutions don't want to be waiting to the last minute. Oh, we got school starts next Monday, and we got 10 students, and we'd like to do this. So
yeah, I can pull it together within a couple of weeks. If we just got a request for the D.C. Library for the Blind, we're going to do that in February. We just got a request from the Minnesota Academy for the Blind, and we're going to work with their mobility instructors. So the good thing about this technology is you can work with agencies and sites for the blind that have their own staff that are capable of doing very effective compilation work. So it wouldn't require that we go out and do it, because they've got people who can pull that work together.
Well, and I hadn't thought about it, but I guess with global positioning technology or something, or maps, you can go out and see these facilities before you even set foot out there to get a visual of what's what.
Yeah, I think the GPS can be a support, but I actually like to go on site and walk it as though I were a cane traveler, so that I'm recording slopes and textural changes and other landmarks and points of interest that a blind traveler is going to want to know about, and that is generally not available through GPS or any visual map that the school or site might provide.
Very good, because that's what makes a difference when there's just a slight jag, slight turn, or incline, decline, and you don't expect it, or you question whether you're deviated off path, what have you. So very good information. What about the narrative side of it? How does that work?
Well, I walk every route with a pedometer, so I gauge the distance accurately, and then I review the environment to make sure that I'm including all of the tactile, proprioceptive, auditory cues that are important. And it's just a matter of identifying the priority routes and gathering all of the text narrative data into a concise, digestible route that may have several steps, and then putting it into our system and making it available.
Very good. Is there anything else you want to add, or just give us contact information? Because I'm sure a lot of entities and individuals would like to pursue this further.
Yeah, well, we can be, you can Google, just click and go maps, but our website is spelled out CLICKANDGOMAPS, clickandgomaps.com. And our phone number is 612-220-6657.
You're in the Minneapolis area?
Yeah, I'm in St. Paul.
St. Paul, very good. Right close there to Serotech. Can't beat that. Thanks a lot. I wish you success with this, and I hope you don't get overwhelmed with work or have the ability to expand it as the need arises. But it's a great technology, folks. We've deployed it here at ATIA, and it's been very helpful to understand how to navigate between the different towers and buildings here. So from ATIA 2010, for Serotalk and SAMNet Radio, this is Michael Love.